It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I got my sights set on you, and I'm ready to wait.
Rob.
I ain't gonna stop you. Keep it up.
Rob.
Now I can't wait. Rob. To see you again.
Rob. 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 Rob.
I've got a way you know when something is right.
Rob.
I feel like it was Ray's idea to go.
Yeah, right. Ray does not strike me as a strip club kind of guy.
Maybe not from the way stuff, but his lap is like a dance floor.
Rob, his lap is like a dance.
All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Our thanks to Al Roker.
Yeah, good guy.
Make sure you check out Celebrity Family Feud. That'll be tonight at 8 Eastern on NBC.
Sounds fun.
I tell you, we have shows here all the time, both on the air and off the air.
It never stops, Mike.
Which are your favorite?
The show I was getting just a second ago with Uncle Buzz.
With Dr. Uh-huh. Ruth Elston?
Kindly old Uncle Buzz giving the tips to Katie about her love life.
Young Katie.
Apparently somebody told Katie that she should look, Marcia told her this?
Marcia told Katie to date a younger man, because that's what Marcia did.
I want to thank Robex for dropping by their fruit smoothies. It's get one free.
Here's
my commercial.
That's a good one, Mike.
It's buy one, get one free smoothie Tuesday at Robex Fruit Smoothies and Healthy Eats this afternoon from 3 to 6.
Yes.
Finally, the location. The location nearest you at robex.com.
It makes you giggle.
That's robex.com.
Powerful, refreshing.
I burped off a little of it, and it just occurred to me, and I hate to keep bringing alcohol back into the show.
No, dude, that's our
really
comfort
would be
zone.
Good. It would be really good with tequila or vodka.
I don't think tequila.
Oh, well, why not?
Oh, sure.
I think vodka.
Buzz is talking to Katie about... Your wife says get a younger man.
Because that's
did you say to her? Because it kind of stopped the room.
Well, I said, no, I don't think you want to do that. And then I caught myself and I realized I was giving advice that perhaps I had no business giving. So I said, do what you want.
But you were suggesting that she goes with an older man.
Or someone her own age, yes. But I was saying that younger men tend to be less mature.
When were you aware that the room fell deathly silent?
I don't know. I just looked over and saw Mike listening intently to everything we were saying.
Hey, Katie. Come here for a second. Can we get Katie in here?
I think so.
She has to leave her cone of silence.
But Beth Ann, can you relieve Katie?
To come in here.
I did suggest an older man at one point, and she asked who I might have in mind.
Incidentally, Rob, Beth Ann did make you aware of the fact that I said she reminded me of Meredith Vieira.
I agree. Dead ringer.
Which means you're hot for Beth Ann McBride.
Sure. I wish we could go to commercials soon, because I'd love to bone Beth Ann.
Oh, God.
Your chance is coming, Rob.
Katie, Mr. Burbank was giving you some valuable advice about the menu date. And,
he sure was.
He said that you should go for younger men.
No. No, Marcia says I should go for younger men.
I'm confused. I'm so sorry.
Buzz thinks I should go for someone older.
Or the same age.
Oh, how much older, Buzz?
And then we winked and...
Well, I think I can. I'm a perfect example of the fact that older men are super cool.
Oh yeah,
and
older
men are wonderful companions for younger women.
And I'm living proof that a woman who marries a man that's younger than her can also be very satisfied.
Is your wife older than you?
Significantly.
No, I don't believe that.
She's 3.5 years older.
Oh
than
my goodness, that's almost all of high school.
So you were very intrigued. Were you intrigued with this because your wife suggested that she go with a younger man?
No. I have definite opinions about that. I think because we were all younger men once, I think we all know younger men are not as mature. And older men are giving lovers.
I was as wise.
Oh my God.
I was as wise as a 70-year-old, for Christ's sake.
Always. Yes. Your sage wisdom?
Yes, sage wisdom.
As a freshman?
I want to be Mrs. Robinson, though.
Really?
Only, of course, I'm not married. So.
Okay, well, no, but I know what you're talking about.
Can I be Mr. Robinson?
No, you can't. You're not allowed.
That's a joke.
You're speaking, of course, of the young boys that prowl the halls here at our station in Washington.
Oh, no.
Of course you're talking about that.
Yes. I have a no co-workers policy.
The place is thick with them today. But
look at all
this testosterone roaming the halls at our station here, and I think that would be perfect.
There's a couple of good-looking interns on the previous show.
What has been your MO prior to this? Have you been older or younger men?
Same age.
Let me think.
The hubby, for example.
he's like 2 years older.
2 years
That's
older.
Pretty close.
Well, see, that would lend itself to maybe going in the opposite direction.
Wait. I did that. No. Like four.
He was 4 years older?
I don't know.
Now are you trying to block it out, the pain?
It was maybe three.
So it's either two, three, or four.
Uh-huh.
I think a younger man would
I
be
think
better.
She should do whatever she wants to do. And if,
no, I don't agree.
I think I
agree.
Should do whomever I want to
do. Oh, wow, yes, sir.
Is it a teaching thing? You want to bring a young man along? Is that it? Or what's the appeal for you? I'm just curious of a
Go
younger
all
man.
Night, Buzz. That's the appeal.
That's pretty much.
Yeah, for 30 seconds at a time.
I just want to have some fun.
All right, you say that you you don't want to be involved with a coworker here. But if you were to choose a younger man that was here at WJFK in Washington, would there be a type for you? Would there be a certain, you know, would you look at one and say, well, you know, if I was, would it be Drew?
Would it be
young Andrew Slingblade? Would
no,
it be him?
He's cute.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's cute.
You think he's cute?
Yeah.
What do you find cute about him? I'm just curious.
And what type do you classify him
we
as?
We must, I believe, now
he's
get
He's not
a,
my type at all, but I think he's cute.
Do we have a picture of Drew on the website yet?
No, the internet keeps rejecting it.
Yes, Beth Ann has just informed me we will have a picture
of
Drew.
She'll take it personally.
So people can see Katie's type.
He's not my type.
What is your type? Balding program director?
No, that's not it either. No,
I'm teasing, of course.
See-through.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like him a little rough around the edges.
Like Drew?
No, I like...
Like Fonzie?
They're a little... Maybe a couple piercings, maybe some tattoos.
Oh, you like the wild, like some tats.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a wild man.
Yeah,
what do you think of...
Actually, you know what? I don't discriminate. Life is a buffet.
Okay, good. Well, we'll get a picture of Drew up there. And he of all the interns, he would be... But he's not really... He seems almost clean cut. He doesn't
I know.
Well, if you had your choice...
I think I could taint him.
Very good.
Would you have him pierce himself? Would that help him?
Or would you do it for him?
Andrew, can you come to the studio, please?
Oh, God, no.
Andrew, just for a second.
A brief
I just
moment.
Want to get a look at the boy. Because I really don't look
you
at
don't
him like
you.
You
don't even want him on mic?
I don't look at him as a... Here he comes right now. There he is. He's look at Katie's
Hi.
All shy. Said the spider to the fly. Drew, we'll be having you come in later because you did your thing up at Baltimore Gay Pride, right? Mm-hmm. Have you gotten a chance to meet Katie?
He smiled.
Did I just say anything else?
Hi, Katie.
Ah!
He says hi, Katie.
All right, both of you get out of here together. Both leave, please,
Let's
together.
Hold hands.
Thank you very much.
And skip.
Hope you enjoyed that. Very good. Very
exciting. I swear, every time he starts to smile, Drew smiles, I think his face is going to crack open.
Yeah,
he seems to fight it.
Like some of them French fried potatoes.
And biscuits and mustard.
Biscuits are nice. I like that right now.
I can't do Sling Blade. Jason in Sacramento, before we get Buzz on, what do you want, Jason? You've been waiting a while.
What do you want?
I want to give you just a slurpy compliment, Mike.
Yes, what's that?
Did you watch The View today?
I did not have the pleasure, sir.
My wife watched it. That's my excuse. But Danny Gans, Scamst from Vegas, was on.
Danny Gans. Never miss it when I'm in Vegas.
Best 8 o'clock show on the strip.
That guy sucks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll take that as a slurpy compliment. Yeah. I appreciate it. There he goes. That's Jason in Sacramento. I've never seen Danny Gans.
You could approach Danny Gans if you would only perfect your George Burns.
Yes, timely. As yesterday. All right, Buzz, what do you got for us? The first Buzz of the afternoon. We had to postpone it for Mr. Roker. What do you have for us today?
Well, my pleasure. And because it's summer, yes, it's that time of year again. Mm-hmm. In Michigan, a 72-year-old man has been ticketed for mowing his lawn in the nude.
Yeah.
Everybody give it up for this
Very
guy.
Nice.
Sure.
The neighbors, of course, well, they were flabbergasted.
Somebody says, oh, my God, look out the window.
David Clevenger. Now faces a $500 fine and up to 93 days in jail. His wife says he didn't mean any harm.
We're sorry. It wasn't meant to mean anything.
Mister,
oh dear.
That was his wife?
That was the Mrs.
Can
Clevenger.
Can we hear that again?
his wife? Wait a minute. What did his wife say?
You can listen as many times as you like. She says,
we're sorry. It wasn't meant to mean anything.
It wasn't meant to be anything.
It wasn't meant to mean anything. Let's hear it again.
It wasn't meant to mean anything?
It says here, she says, it wasn't meant to mean anything.
To mean anything.
Could mean any of those
Let's
things.
Let's hear it again.
We're sorry. It wasn't meant to mean anything.
I think she's saying it wasn't meant to be anything.
Okay.
You are a naughty little boy.
I don't know about the husband, but I'm pretty sure the wife is guilty.
Do you think...
being hot.
Being super hot, but do you know, she's definitely getting up in years, and do you think maybe... He forgot?
He's 72. He says...
Could he be Alzheimer's-ish?
He could be, Mike, but he says he was just trying to get some sun.
I says, oh, my God, look out the window.
I love that.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh,
go
no.
Bears.
Yeah. Doesn't have any clothing on.
The neighbor lady.
There he is, Jaybird naked, mowing the backyard.
I says, oh, my God, look out the window.
Look at that right there.
I enjoy that, Dave.
He's mowing his yard.
Oh, and he's not wearing a stitch of clothes.
He doesn't have any. Well, come back and eat your eggs.
Who is that? Is that Mr. Clevenger?
Eat your eggs. I don't have time. This is my deal here, Wade.
I hope he's careful with that weed whacker,
oh,
then.
Oh, my God. And then his wife says, it don't mean nothing at all.
Where this says, oh, my God, look out the window.
Let's keep that.
Where'd this all happen?
This happened in Michigan.
Michigan.
That
okay.
makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. It's got finally gotten a little warmer there.
Wonderful. Oh, my God.
Oh, and Clevenger's going to catch cold.
That's terrible stuff.
Now, I know Rob remembers and enjoys this story, or did when it broke. I think we were all on vacation at the time the story originally happened, but the Ohio man who was caught by a neighbor on video having sex with his backyard patio table.
Yes.
He's going to jail for a year and a half.
That's a good loud scream there, isn't it?
It could have been 4 years.
I know.
The 40-year-old married father of three has also been ordered to get counseling, but he won't have to register as a sex offender, so patio table owners beware. Yes, Mike.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so he's making love to his patio table.
Uh-huh.
So the only way that I could see that happening, I own one of these.
Many do.
Many people do. Uh-huh.
An anatomically correct patio table?
There's only one way it could be done.
I believe.
And it wouldn't work if you had like a flimsy glass patio table, but you would have to have an area on the table where you put the umbrella.
And exactly. The umbrella would have to be out.
Yeah, you would have to take the umbrella out, yes?
Oh, look, it's Meredith.
Yes, Meredith Vieira's come into the studio.
Bingo.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks so much. That's Beth Ann, ladies and gentlemen. There she goes.
And she's right, of course.
Bingo. So I picture it now easily because he's splayed out on the patio table.
Unless you have a male patio table.
But I would also say that based on the patio tables I know and your standard size for umbrellas, he's got to be, in order to generate some sort of resistance there,
yes.
I would imagine that he was fairly well, you know, he's probably BDK.
That occurred to me as
Wouldn't
well.
You think?
I guess, yeah, it depends. You know, I remember on my patio table, there is a piece that fits within the hole where the umbrella goes.
Making the aperture slightly smaller.
Yeah, it would change the size.
Oh, well, that would be handy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well,
but if you're talking about mine, I don't have that. I've got a ring that's in it that's like a fiberglass ring, but it's still, for my purposes, I wouldn't be able to get the job done.
I know what was said, though.
What's that?
Somebody says, oh, my God, look out the window.
Look at the window and what he's doing right now.
And that's what a neighbor did in this case and actually captured this guy doing this on video three different times.
I think we have a guy from Oregon. I wonder if he's done it. I don't know what he's calling about.
Let's I'm sure he has.
Mark in Oregon, have you tried this on your patio?
No, I have not.
Oh, you haven't. Okay. What are you calling for, sir?
Just to say hi and tell you guys I really enjoy your show and you guys are doing a good job.
Have you ever mowed your lawn in the nude?
No, I have not.
Might be worth a try. They do it in Michigan all the time.
What's the craziest thing you've done in the nude?
Nothing I can think of. Exactly.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. That's Mark in Oregon.
Let's change that.
We were mining for gold, but we didn't find any.
Oh, look out the window.
There was just like normal rock pebbles. We didn't get any pieces of gold.
No, all in the pan.
You'll never find a nugget if you don't pan.
Dear God.
A defense lawyer in Florida, in a Florida obscenity case, has come up with an interesting approach to this case. He's arguing that community standards were not violated by the operator of an adult website, and he intends to prove this by introducing evidence from Google.
I don't know why I applaud the guy that proves that the community standards weren't violated.
I think it's nice.
Sometimes you should hold off. Excuse me.
How's that?
My little Robex thing.
That time you should have just played the applause again.
The applause, thank you.
Two for one.
Thanks so much.
Robex.
Appreciate it. Now, I just sometimes when I hear that a guy has upheld mm-hmm. that a community standards weren't violated, I always applaud.
Well, and not only that,
but on the receiving end of that, a couple of times.
Have to applaud the way he's going about it.
Okay.
Here's how he intends to prove that his defendant, his client, the porn website operator, mm-hmm. has not violated community standards. He intends to prove this.
Is it regular porn? Because I'll get in trouble
yeah,
if it's like
no,
kiddie
porn. No, it's regular porn. So we're okay. in reasonably safe territory. Okay.
Regular top drawer quality porn.
Quality porn like they steal from our radio station.
Here's what he's going to introduce as evidence to get his client off these charges. So
you could have said
I didn't mean to say that.
To get his client off.
Exactly.
That's what lawyers do.
Here's what he's going to do. He's gotten statistics from Google to prove that more Pensacolans do Google searches for the word orgy than for the phrase apple pie.
How the hell do they find that?
Well within community standards.
Have you ever Googled them both at the same time?
Yeah, it's called You Do American Pie.
It's in a movie.
Exactly.
That's my favorite scene.
But it's not just the man. It's the economy taking its toll on the sex industry these days.
Yeah, the sales of patio tables down significantly.
Nevada brothel owners, as a group, say their business is down 45%. Mainly because of high gasoline prices.
That's why our friend Dennis Hoff was offering some kind of special.
And,
right?
You know, I've seen some of the other brothel owners are offering specials as well.
They had one today. Rob and I were talking about the Today Show. They had one today where they were mm-hmm. offering discounts at one of the ranches that
yeah.
they have
yep.
out there.
I get all the mailings. Mm-hmm. in fact, the economy has done what the law couldn't manage, and that is put some brothels completely out of business.
Buzz around the world, Burbank.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The brothel- Hot tub party, Burbank.
That's right. Just try and stop me. The brothel owners say truck drivers are their bread and butter and that truckers are the ones hardest hit by the higher fuel prices, and that's the biggest accounting for why business is down.
So sad.
It is.
So very, very sad.
They've also had to switch entirely to water-based lube.
Very, very sad. Yes, because it's a petroleum product.
Exactly.
No more Vaseline.
Mr. Hoff.
They should do that anyway. And in New York, dominatrices held a fundraiser over the weekend for six of their out-of-work sisters.
Who held a fundraiser?
Dominatrices.
What are they?
Dominatrix, plural.
I know.
More than one dominatrix.
I just like hearing him say it again.
Except no substitute, by the way. You will see it occasionally written dominatrixes, and that is not correct.
Dominatrices.
It's dominatrices.
Just like when you're performing a magic trick, you saw a woman in halves.
Exactly, Mike.
Not in half.
Mm. Did you see all the Matrices movies?
The Matrices. Oh, that's the one with Keanu Reeves. Wearing the leather chaps, exposing his buttocks.
The Matrices.
The Matrices.
Hundreds of S&M lovers were at this fundraising party in New York over the weekend for the six out-of-work dominatrices, but it was at a club partly owned by actor Chris Noth, who is also Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
But he has nothing to do with dominatrices.
Well, it makes you wonder because he owns the club that hosted this particular
He was event. In Washington yesterday. Or he was at the airport. They saw him in the paper.
He was filming in Baltimore.
He was filming in Baltimore, and somebody caught him at the airport, you know, and he was wearing all leather. And he had a ball in his mouth.
Well, that solves it then.
He had a harness on one of those
right.
red balls
exactly.
in his mouth.
Exactly.
You know, anytime you put together attractive college co-eds and construction workers, there are going to be wolf whistles and catcalls.
Sounds like BYOB Friday.
Exactly.
Excuse me, I started drinking already.
Don't miss it. Mm-hmm. This is, in fact, the case at West Kent College in England, where female students have been whistling and catcalling the construction guys.
There you go. Way to go, ladies. That's the way it ought to be.
During a $190 million building project
the
on
only,
campus.
The only problem is that since it's in England, when they whistle, sometimes a tooth comes out.
Hello, I'm Amy Winehouse. I'm Amy Winehouse. I got preliminary emphysema.
School officials have now sent out a letter warning the young women to stop picking on these poor men and threatening disciplinary action.
So I was down there at my bricklayer's job, and all of a sudden, these four cowards, they start whistling at me, uh-huh. and I didn't know what to do.
Well, what did you do?
I ran. I was terrified.
Of course, you shouldn't be victimized like
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely terrified.
You're not a sex object, after all.
And then as I was running along, I loosened one of my teeth.
Oh, no, what happened?
It fell right on the ground, and then it tripped me up. And then I went ass over John Thomas.
Oh,
wow.
Dear.
Yes, sirree.
That's horrible.
How a bra can save a life. 24-year-old Jessica Brown was hiking in the Alps when she fell off a ledge and was injured. Couldn't move.
Have to play the scream again. Beware. God, that's loud.
That's appropriate. This woman, trapped on this ledge, spent 3 days stranded in the cold Austrian air.
Wow.
Rescue workers looked and looked, but couldn't find her anywhere.
What's this, the little girl?
There is she.
I can't find her.
She was just here the other day, though. She was wearing her bra.
Obviously, this cold air will keep her fresh.
I certainly hope that she is preserved. I want to find the body, but I hope she's alive, too.
But where is she?
I don't know. Maybe she was thinking about going up to the Zugspitz.
But then, after 3 days of being stranded...
3 days.
A cable car. A cable car loaded with food was headed up the mountain when suddenly a bra fell into the cable car. The guys on the cable car noticed the falling bra and looked around for the source and found missing Jessica.
What else is he?
Did she throw her bra to signal them?
She did.
She's brilliant.
There is a bra on the verst.
Look up there. That is the girl. She's stranded. That's the amazing lost girl with the topless.
It landed right on my knock verse.
Was she an older girl or younger girl?
Oh, 24 years old.
24? Look at those giant boobs.
All alone.
Yeah, for this is great. We found a girl. Very exciting. Yeah.
Not only was it clever, but quoting a rescue worker, it certainly sends... It's
what?
Let me try that
Would
again.
You like to try that again? We're doing the German accent. You got the English accent.
We're all very excited.
Take two, sound, speed.
Yes.
Quoting a rescue worker, it certainly beats sending up a flare. Timing is everything, isn't it?
Yeah, boy.
Coming up in the final buzz, turns out we have plenty of oil after all.
Oh, of course we do, yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, we're doing a little accent right here, ladies and gentlemen. And now I'd like to tell you it's a German accent because that's what I do and I'm doing impressions. You know what impressions are about, yes?
Yes.
You know, for a long time, ladies and gentlemen, on this broadcast, both with Don and without, we've gotten calls from all over America from people that, well, quite frankly, they have tried to steal my job.
Exactly. Yes.
I'm talking about people that think that they can impersonate the voices of others.
One of these.
In some circles, these people are referred to as impressionists. Mm-hmm. In other circles, they are called, the word I hate, mimics.
Apers.
Apers is even below mimics.
Imitators.
Imitators.
Yes.
Some of the greats that come to mind, well, you know, George Carlin had his moments when he'd do certain impressions, but
sure,
that's not what he was known for.
No.
The greats like John Biner.
Sure.
Fred Travellino.
Rich Little.
Rich Little. David Fry. That's all that I can think of right now. Oh, of course, the aforementioned Danny Gans.
Sure.
But you know what? Everybody likes to imitate other people.
Well, of course.
And for
Ruiz
years
Duarte.
On this show, I've had people do this to me.
Yes.
And now I'm giving you a chance to win $100 American.
All right.
When we play America's fabulous new game show.
Yes.
Yes.
You're the mimic. That's right. Your chance to be a mimic. It could not be easier, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
If you have what you believe is a gift, if you think you are qualified to do impressions, you've always wanted to give it a try, well, now you've got a chance to win some money.
Got a good one?
Get on the line to get on the air, 877-365-3636, as we play
You're the Mimic.
That's right. All it is you doing your best impressions.
So let me be clear.
Yes, go right ahead, Rob.
Let's
questions will be welcome.
I'm John Q. Public.
Yes, hello, John Q. Public.
Hi, John.
I do a wicked putty impression.
We'd like to hear it.
What game should I play?
You're the mimic.
That's right.
Or, I'm with you.
For example, if you know you have an obscure one, like perhaps Chewbacca from the Star Wars saga, you know.
Oh, very good.
That's all you have to do,
and
you
then,
know?
And
I mean, who knows?
That could win the game.
You could win $100 just by doing that, because Lord knows they're going to be pretenders to the throne.
Sure.
They're going to be people that are going to try, they're going to hit, they're going to miss, but that's what makes it worthwhile.
And
as a matter of fact...
makes what worthwhile?
You're the mimic!
As a matter of fact, what Rob said earlier today, that's where the funny is. So now, ladies and gentlemen, look at them now.
Oh, boy.
Watch the lines melt.
Here
look at
go.
That talent. Here they come, 877-365-3636. If you're the mimic, your chance to win $100 is coming up. This is the perfect music for it. We'll be right back with You're the Mimic on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.